Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio. And with me this morning is Chris Allen, a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival. And they have been running the first ever Louisiana Jazz Camp this week, which will culminate this Friday and Saturday with a concert at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum Auditorium. And Chris, thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill.
So first up will be the Jazz Cats Student Concert on Friday the 19th at 3 p.m. Can you tell me a little bit about what listeners can expect from this concert and the students?
Well, these are going to be more or less new jazz artists. Anything can go. Hopefully they'll have learned quite a bit through the week. They're going to be playing some jazz standards, practicing a little bit on their improvisation, which, you know, can only happen one time that way.
Yeah, so. Well, that's one of the unique aspects about jazz.
Yes.
And that is one of the missions of this camp, really, is
it
since
is.
Louisiana is really the cradle of jazz, and from here it is spread all over the world. So that is really one of the missions of this, is to pass that on to the next generation, get them enthused about jazz, is it not?
Yeah, that's very, very much true. Yeah.
And what other missions do you have, hopefully, to come out of this?
Well, an appreciation through the public of jazz. Sometimes I feel like here in the area, we don't have enough of it, or it's not supported enough in the restaurants, you know. It turns a little bit more to the blues and the pop area. And, you know, we want to keep the interest for it up, especially in the upper part of the state here. We have a lot of it in New Orleans, I think. It's an important part of our culture.
And then this Saturday, the 20th at 6 p.m., will be the Jazz Camp Faculty Concert, in which you'll perform, as well as some of the other top jazz artists that you'll have. Can you lay up a lineup for us of some of the music that might be on that and what folks can expect from that?
Well, it's going to be a work in progress. I'm pretty certain that Mr. Winston Hall will be with me on that, and George Hancock will be playing on that. And some of the other faculty that's part of the jazz camp will be involved as well.
Yeah. And these are all folks who really are professional jazz musicians.
Yes,
so
they do it professionally every night, most every night of the week.
Okay, so this is going to be top-notch, and there's going to be a lot of improvisation in that. Of course, improvisation, the core of jazz.
That's right.
So it should be fun, and you never know. And hopefully Red River Radio will be out there recording this,
too. Well, sure hope so.
That is my hope as well. Can you speak a little bit about how folks who really want to support this project and see this project move forward into the future and become an annual event, how those folks could get involved in this program?
They should be able to come and visit as this is going on. The museum is, of course, open to the public, and we will be in the hallways and in the display rooms doing our practices through the week and rehearsals. And we're going to be showing some special films, too, as well through the week. Financial support definitely is needed. There's a lot of extra expense that the tuition doesn't cover. That can be made through either the Shreveport Summer Music Festival or through the museum itself, the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum.
Could you use volunteers to help you run this camp and help guide the children and do other work with them?
Yeah, there is a need for volunteers. I know that some of the friends of the museum are going to be doing a lot to help with this. I think that they're going to be supplying some of the lunches, putting that together, and they're going to be also doing part of the receptions that are before the faculty concert on Saturday and after the student concert on Friday.
And if local area businesses would like to lend their support to this, could they get in contact with you all as well?
They sure can, yes.
Okay. How would they contact you to let you know?
Again, they can contact us through the Shreveport Summer Music Festival. We have a website, ShreveportSummerMusicFestival.com. You'll find my contact there. You can contact me and ask me other questions about that. Or the museum, of course, is going to be able to help and give direction on what they could use in help with that.
All right, Chris, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Chris Allen, a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival, and they have been running the first ever Louisiana Jazz Camp this week, which will culminate this Friday afternoon and Saturday evening with concerts at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum Auditorium. The Friday concert begins at 3 p.m. and the Saturday concert begins at 6 p.m. And you can learn more by going to ShreveportSummerMusicFestival.com, or you can call Louisiana State Exhibit Museum at 318-632-2020. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.